As David Paterson prepares to take over, the scandal of Governor Spitzer's involvement with a prostitution ring is still dominating public attention. Pictures of the call girl that Spitzer allegedly met at Washington's Mayflower Hotel were splashed across many front pages today. She had previously been known as Kristen. Now she's identified as a 22-year-old singer with a MySpace page, Ashley Alexandra Dupree. Her mother told the New York Times she obviously got involved in something much larger than her. NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Schorr has seen quite a few scandals like this one come along, and he's been thinking less about how it all happened than why.
Why do they do it? The question hangs in the air after Governor Eliot Spitzer's latest contribution to the annals of indiscretion in high places. If there is any theme that runs through the sex scandals involving Nelson Rockefeller, Gary Hart, President Bill Clinton, and now Governor Spitzer, it is the risk that they took of being exposed. John Kennedy's mistress, Judith Campbell Exner, said that Kennedy would meet her in public places unworried about being exposed. She said he thought he was above it all, and that arrogance typified him. Students of behavior have tried to understand what drives celebrities to go beyond Jimmy Carter's lusting in his heart. Judith Viorst is the author of a book titled Imperfect Control. After the Clinton scandal, she wrote of the illusion of invulnerability that possesses one who is surrounded by Secret Service, spin doctors, and advance men. The belief is, they can't lay a glove on me. Social psychology professor Martin Monto of the University of Portland said on this program that putting on a public face, being President Clinton or Governor Spitzer, requires a great deal of effort, and illicit sex may represent an escape from having to be on all the time. Dina Matos McGreevy, who is in the process of divorcing the disgraced former governor of New Jersey, writes in the New York Times that powerful men are motivated by arrogance and the search for a thrill, and they seem blithely unaware of the lives they will destroy. So there is the phenomenon of the stand-by-your-man wife appearing ashen-faced with her two-timing husband as he confesses on camera. In these scenes, which have become all too commonplace, there is the contrite official and the loyal wife. What we don't see are the shattered children. This is Daniel Shore.